We're going to turn to God's word. We're going to read God's word together now and read from James chapter 4. I'm very grateful to Luke for reading this for us today. This is James 4 verses 13 to 17.
Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this city or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. And it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is a sin for them.
So, it's been a long 2 weeks so far, hasn't it? And it doesn't seem to be getting any easier. Hopefully, we will get through this together. None of us could have known at the beginning of March what was going to happen, and that I'd be standing here in my own house, attempting at least to talk to you all on a Sunday morning at 10:30. We wouldn't know how we were going to finish the month from when we started, and it's made us all into amateur philosophers. We've all now started musing on what's really important in life, and that's no bad thing. Almost a couple of thousand years ago, James, we've just heard there some of what he wrote, he picks up on some of the same stuff that we've been having to think about. That we're faced with the fact that life is very uncertain at times, and life is brief. Listen, he says. Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this city or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. He gives us a bit of a pen portrait of a businessman. The businessman says, we're going to travel either today or tomorrow. We might leave today. We're going to this place or that place. Maybe they're thinking about expanding into Europe, or they've got plans to travel to Berlin, or perhaps they're going to New York to open a new office in America, something that won't be possible for a little while, at least right now. But they want to do business. They want to make money. They want to make a profit. That's how it works. That's business, isn't it? Nothing wrong with any of that. We've all got a plan. We've all got to think ahead. We all need goals. So what exactly is the problem here, as James sees it? Well, the problem is that this person, the person he's talking about, has left God out of the equation. They believe, as many of us do in the modern world, that they're master of their own fate. They approach life as though they're in control of things. They presume that their plans can't fail, and they presume on their own success. And just recently, we've been reminded that life can be very unpredictable. Over the last couple of weeks, we've had to come to terms with life being uncertain. We're kind of learning that the hard way in many respects. But that's the same as James experienced in his own time. Listen to him. Not only is life uncertain, life is brief. He says, verse 14, why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? You do not even know. You don't know. What is your life? You're like his. For a little while, then it vanishes. Now, if you've ever blown hot breath onto a cold window, you'll know that you have to work pretty fast in the condensation to write your name or something else. Hopefully nothing rude. And it disappears. And James is talking about that. He says life is like a puff of smoke. It appears for a moment and then it's gone. That's your life, mate. 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, if we're fortunate enough. It's a vapour that begins to disappear the moment we're born. We often forget how fragile life can be. Just one phone call and our life could be changed forever. Things happening so quickly. A speeding car, a sudden stroke, reminds us that life is a short journey. It argues that we should visit all those places. James says the same thing. Well, he says that life is brief. Don't know about visiting all those places. He would agree on the short journey part of it. Even if you live to be 100, your lifespan is just a tiny blip on the radar screen of eternity. What will the future hold? What will become of me? How much time do I have left? Life is uncertain and unpredictable. Life is brief. It's very fragile. All sounds a little depressing. Is there an alternative? Well, yes, James says there is. Instead, he says, verse 15, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. Yeah, I am going to here or there. I am going to make money. I am going to do business. I am. Here's the alternative. Because that's pretty arrogant, isn't it? That sets ourselves up as the great I am, and there is only one great I am. God himself reserved that name. There's a better way than arrogance. There's a better way than leaving God out. Instead of presuming we know everything, that we can control everything, that we're invincible, that we're immortal, and that we should really understand our lives as a gift of God.